Pedro Silva needed a drink. That wasn't in and of itself an unusual state of affairs. There were a lot of demons in his brain that could only be silenced by something severely alcoholic, and only a promise he'd made to his ex-wife kept him from diving into a bottle like he wanted to, on a daily basis. Tonight, however, the impulse to drown in booze was exceptionally strong, and not just because he was concussed enough to crave the numbness of oblivion. "You cannot be serious." Detective David Chandler glared across the rustic cabin's cramped living room at August and Ricardo. With a sweeping gesture that spoke of both fury and frustration, he indicated the tiny cabin in which the four of them were standing. "This is your safe house?" "Well," August said with a hint of a smirk, "well, it's technically your safe house, at least for the time being." Chandler's eyes narrowed, August's smirk intensified. Ricardo, to his credit, was at least trying not to look amused.
"Listen, it's not ideal, and hopefully it's not long-term, but it's remote, off the grid, and the last place anyone is going to look for either of you."
Chandler's glare slid toward Pedro, who was leaning against the counter dividing the living room from the even tinier kitchen.
"We're both staying here?"
Pedro cringed, fully expecting August to chime in about how it would give them the opportunity to fuck. There was no way August hadn't heard Ricardo making comments to that effect, and it would not be beneath him to build on them, and Pedro found himself rethinking his recent decision to drop his years-old pledge to shoot Ricardo on sight. But, perhaps, sensing that Chandler was in even less of a mental state to handle snark than Pedro was right then, August just said, "If shit goes south and we need to move you, it'll be a lot easier for the two of us to get to the two of you if you're in the same place. Keeping an eye on two separate safe houses," he shook his head. "This probably isn't ideal, but it's the best option we could come up with." The answer startled Pedro, who had wondered more than once if August was capable of taking anything seriously. Chandler seemed to have the same reaction. He stared at the billionaire for a moment as if waiting for the snark to drop. When it didn't, Chandler sighed, shoulders sinking.
"All right, fine." He rubbed the back of his neck. "Is the place at least stocked with booze?"
Pedro's stomach turned to lead. Oh God, trapped in a tiny mountain cabin with this cop and a cache of booze?
"Please say no," he silently begged August and Ricardo. "For the love of Christ, please say no."
"Oh, yes, tons," August chirped, and he went around behind the counter on which Pedro was leaning. Pedro pinched the bridge of his nose as a cabinet squeaked open and glass started rattling.
Let's see, there's... Oh, good. I did leave that bottle of scotch here. It's Lafroge, so it's good shit. And then there's...
What about the necessities?"
Pedro broke in, dropping his hand to his side and turning a plaintive look on Ricardo.
"Food? Burner phones?"
"My partner's on a slab in the morgue."
Ice crackled along the edges of Chandler's words as he brushed past Pedro into the kitchen.
"Alcohol is a necessity."
Pedro exhaled. Great. Stuck in a remote cabin with a grieving cop, a throbbing head, and a cache of liquor he wouldn't be able to forget about, all while the Cavalcantes, the Vaccaros, the cops, and at least one, likely two, drug cartels wanted both of their heads. This was going to be fun.
"Come on." Ricardo gestured for him to follow him outside. "I'll show you where everything is."
Grateful for an excuse to step away from Chandler, August, and all that booze, Pedro followed without a word.